Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. That's Fresh Air this afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on listener-supported 90.5 WCBE FM and HD Columbus and 106.3 FM in Newark. We're happy to have the return of Tempest back in Studio A. Welcome back, guys.
Hey, it's nice to be back.
My gosh, it's been many years.
It's been many, many years. We were frequent here in the throughout the 90s, you know. Our good friend Doug Dixon, who sadly passed away, he had us on every year, I think, throughout the 90s. And we know this is our home away from home. This is like walking into your living room after being gone for 10 years.
Yeah,
you know?
Like I remember this place.
And that's fabulous.
And you wrote the theme music for that program.
Yeah,
then,
we
too.
Got commissioned to do Toss the Feathers for Doug Dixon's weekly show called Toss the Feathers.
Yeah.
That was how we skyrocketed into fame.
Of course. And gosh, over 25 years now, Tempest has been putting the music out. We'll talk about the early beginnings and the show tonight over at Burns Pub. We'll have a pair of tickets to give away. What time do things get started over there?
8 o'clock.
Eight o'clock.
Yeah. We apologize for some confusion as far as the starting time. Originally, our mailer had said 9 o'clock, but it is indeed 8 o'clock. That way we have more time to play. It'll be a longer evening.
Go.
Yeah.
Nice. An early start to the weekend.
Yeah.
And Tempest joining us live from Studio A tonight. They're at Burns Pub. And again, we'll have some tickets to give away later on during the session. They've got a few for us today. What are you going to start us off with?
Kathy?
We're going to start off with a set of reels from County Leitrim in Ireland. These are from the traditional music of Ireland. And I'd like to send these out to my brother, Rich, who's recuperating at home in California.
Oh, excellent. Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
Studio A. They're going to perform tonight over at Burns Pub, again, sharp 8 o'clock showtime there.
That's right.
And we'll have some tickets to give away, as I mentioned. And they've been putting music out for over 25 years, Tempest Band, San Francisco Bay Area based. But everybody here kind of representing different places all over.
Absolutely. I mean, Adolfo and I, we've been together in this band now for 25 years. We've been blessed, should I say, with a lot of good musicians that have come and gone over the years. And in the current lineup, we have Greg on guitar, who's from Missouri. Have you heard of Missouri?
Yes.
But you haven't heard of you have not heard of Cape Girardeau, Missouri. That's where he's from. And Vince, both Vince and Kathy. Vince is on bass. It's our newest member, and Kathy on fiddle are both from California, native of California. Rodolfo is a native of Havana, Cuba, and I'm from Oslo, Norway. So you know. We're from all over the place, but we live in the San Francisco Bay Area, a melting pot of all cultures. You're a global village.
Yes.
Yes.
Nice.
All right.
So tell us when you first moved from Oslo to the United States.
I bought a one-way ticket with Freddie Laker SkyTrain from London to New York City. It cost £60, and I had to sit on the floor. That's correct.
Wow.
That was in 1978. That was a long time ago, and then Tempest got started back in 1988, of course, and the rest is history. I remember last time we did a show for WCBE as Tempest. The very last time we did it was live from the Dublin Irish Festival here in a neighboring town called Dublin, Ohio.
That's right.
And you know what?
Doug was still with us at that point.
He was with us, and do you know what?
What?
We'll be back there again now for the first time since then.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, so there's a lot of excitement happening. We just finished our annual spring tour. You know, this of course is our 25th anniversary year, so it's our 25th anniversary spring tour. We're just finishing now with Columbus tonight, and then Dayton tomorrow night at Canal Street, and then Sunday we're in St. Louis, and then we're back to do a whole bunch of West Coast dates, and then we're coming back again in August to the East Coast. But it's a busy year for the band, and there's a lot to be celebrated.
Yes,
being
definitely.
Together for a quarter of a millennium is nothing to sneeze at.
No, it isn't. Well, congratulations.
Well,
and
thank you.
We'll talk about the 25th. Anniversary live CD after they do this song for us. What's this one you're going to do?
This is we're going to do a Scottish one. We're going to keep moving countries because we're on Global Village and there we take go. That seriously here. And this is a Scottish song called Rant and Roven Robin. Oh, there was a lad was born in Kyle. What nothing and what a style. A doubt it's hardly worth a while. So nice with Robin. Robin was a roving boy, ramped and roving, ramped and roving. Robin was a roving boy, ramped and roving, Robin. And our monarch in most year but one was 25 days begun. Last of January when you hanselin' on Robin. Robin was a roving boy, ramped and roving, ramped and roving. Robin was a roving boy, ramped and roving, Robin. Stole him this roof, where she who lives shall see the proof. This tiny boy will be in a proof, I think we'll call him Robin. Robin was a roving boy, ramped and roving, ramped and roving. Robin was a roving boy, ramped and roving, Robin.
and he'll have misfortunes great and small, and I a heart above them all. He'll be a credit to us all, we'll all be proud of Robin. Robin was a Roman boy, Robinson, Robin, Robinson, Robin. Robin was a Roman boy, Robinson, Robin, Robin.
Joining us live from Studio A, and they're celebrating 25 years and out on the road with the anniversary CD, the 25th anniversary concert, so the live CD. Tell us about, was it recorded back home where you're based?
Yeah, we did our 25th anniversary concert in Berkeley, where it all started on the 20th of October, 1988. So on the 20th of October, 2013... we went in and did our 25th anniversary concert in Berkeley. Mm-hmm. And it was a special concert because it went global. It was a global stream concert. And it went out over concert window. And and it was a live audience. It's a 400-seat a venue now, the Freight and Salvage. And it was a full house that night. And after the show, which was quite successful, the sound guy came up and he said, "Well, in case you want it, here's a reference from the live stream. This is the audio." And it was sitting on our desk for a week or so, because a lot of these live recordings aren't all that great, you know, and, you know, no high priority to listen to it. We finally listened to it and went, "This is good." And it was actually, it captured the essence of that show, because, you know, normally you do live recording, you plan it, you multi-track it, you get nervous, you mm-hmm. fix it later, and pretty soon it has lost that energy and light and spark that was there to begin with. But in this case, it was just stereo to two-track. All we had to do is go in the studio, give it a good mastering and editing job, and then get the record company to okay that we put it out as our 25th anniversary souvenir, got it all sorted out, and everything was said and done. We had a great live record for very little financial investment. And I thought that was the universe giving back to us on our 25th anniversary celebration.
So kismet there.
Yeah, so we have it with us. And so far it's doing good. It's paying for our gas, you know.
Excellent. We're glad you made it here to Studio A.
And also want to say that luckily that night we played some new material, because normally you do an anniversary show, it's a retrospective. Mm-hmm. You do all the old favorites. You threw in some new ones so that there's songs in our current repertoire that you can only get on the live CD.
So
that's important.
That is important.
Very important.
You can get it at the show tonight.
Oh, you can.
Yes.
And you can stay in touch with us on Facebook, and then we'll talk more about these things. You know, if you like Tempest on Facebook.
There you go. Yeah. And we have some tickets to give away after another song that they're going to do for us.
Wow.
And who doesn't want to hang out with Pat Byrne anyway over at Byrne's
Pub? I know. He's the greatest redhead in town, isn't he?
Hey.
Hey. No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Maggie. We got two redheads right here.
But is this Columbus?
Yes.
Oh, I thought we were in Cleveland. I'm sorry. that was last night.
Oh, I'm, see how you are.
No, yeah. I always remember you as the great redhead because I'm going to share something with your listeners.
Uh-oh.
When we first came here, and Adolfo remembered this too, we first started playing here, in the early 90s. You were allowed in the door as an intern only.
I know. Isn't that terrible?
No. And look at you
look
now.
Look at me now. I know.
I know.
I'm not sure.
You're taking
sure
over the airways. So I think now that we've visited Ireland and Scotland, we're going to jump across the North Sea and see what we got in Norway. And lo and behold, there's a song there. And this one is, it's a song about a farmer and a crow. So it's about a Norwegian farmer who goes into a Norwegian wood. And there, ladies and gentlemen, he sees a big, scary, ugly, huge Norwegian crow sitting on top of a tree. And he thinks to himself, gee, I wonder if this crow is going to kill me. So he gets his bow and arrow out. He aims at the crow. He shoots down the crow. And the crow falls to the ground. Stone dead. And then he gets all his horses out and he drags the crow into his barn floor. And there, ladies and gentlemen, he starts to make use of the crow. First, he pulls out all the intestines of the crow. And is able to make rope, a good, solid crow rope. Then he takes the eyes out of the crow. And he makes window glasses for his living room. Then he takes the neck of the crow, and he puts it right on top of church for decoration to impress his neighbors for Sunday Mass. Then he takes the beak of the crow, and he makes a big horn, and he uses that horn to call in the animals at night. And then when there's nothing left to make use of, he immigrates to America. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is a true story about a farmer and a crow. And it's called Bonden og Kråka, in case you feel like singing along out there in radio land. It goes like this. Og mannen han gikk seg ved et skog. Hei fara i ved et skog. Da så han en kråke i lønnen som går. Hei fara. Faltur inn tur antura, og mannen han tenkte med sjølve seg, hei fara med sjølve seg, og tru nå den kråka vi dreper meg, hei fara. Faltur inn tur altura, så spenna han føre sin boge for kne, hei fara sin boge for kne, så skaut han den kråka så hudat ned, hei fara. Faltur inn tur antura, så spenna han føre de forlande tall, hei fara de forlande tall, så dro han den kråka på lovegård. Hei fara, fantur ill tur antura, på tarmanna lagde han tolv på reip. Hei fara, og tolv på reip, krønner den brøken til mekka og greip. Hei fara, fantur ill tur antura, avgass og lagde han ståveglas. Hei fara, og ståveglas, nakken den setten på kyrka til stas. Hei fara, fantur ill tur antura, munnen den brøken til tjutjaron. Og hei fara, til tjutjaron. Munnen den brøkten til å male korn, hei fara, falter ill tur antura. Yeah. Og da som det ikke var meira å ta, og hei fara, meira å ta, drog denne karen til Amerika.